far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this magnificent Monday, May the 11th, 2026 edition. Again, if you'd like to get a copy of Rick Randall's book, text me RT. Absolutely able to get it the cheapest price possible, direct shipment to you. This book will make a great graduation gift. Anybody graduating high school, maybe college even, or young people. Stinking thinking completely eliminated with the reading of this book. It's the type of book you can sit down and read it A to Z and then do what I do with it every single day, just like my Bible. I flip it open and see where God wants me to go. I start with a word from Rick's book, and then I do the same thing with the King James Bible. What is it that you want me to see today? It's amazing, amazing. The Bible verses, chapters, scripture, verse, amazing what you can do if you do that every single morning. Start off your day with a good word from both Rick's book and the Bible, and just sit back and pray, meditate, think, what is it that I'm going to do today? What is it I'm going to say on this microphone? What is it I'm going to say or do today in my life that you want me to do? I'm turning everything over to you. Just let me know what to do. And then listen to that little voice. Got a story pulled up here, and it's kind of interesting because this was a post actually by Monica Yutuma. She ran as a candidate for Secretary of State. She lost to Anthony Ferlini, but she makes a really good point, and I wanted to share this with you. Monica Yutuma writes, "So now, after years of lawsuits, secrecy, botched transparency battles, and nonstop controversies surrounding Michigan elections, Jocelyn Benson, the current Secretary of State, suddenly wants voters to trust her new, quote, firewall, end quote, policy while she runs for governor." Benson says she'll, quote, recuse, end quote, herself from certain election oversight duties. But it's still the same Bureau of Elections that has operated for years under her stewardship, her leadership, for handling the process behind the closed doors. So the obvious question is this: who is actually overseeing the overseers? And why should voters blindly trust them now? Benson's administration has repeatedly been fought with transparency requests, been dragged into court, constantly assured the public everything is fine, just trust us, in order to promote confidence in Michigan's election system. However, in fact, the election system process does not prove or any way, shape, or form give us comfort in knowing that we should trust this Secretary of State. Monica Utuma goes on to say, you don't restore public trust with a last-minute public relations gimmick, calling it a firewall during your active gubernatorial campaign. You restore trust with honesty, transparency, and accountability. All things Michigan voters have been demanding for years. Well, according to this story, which came out last Thursday, Simon D. Schuster, no, not the book publisher, a reporter for Abridge, Michigan. Jocelyn Benson unveils firewall for election oversight during her governor run. As she runs for Michigan governor, Democratic Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson says that she will recuse herself from all decisions and administrative tasks that have a direct impact on the gubernatorial election. Benson announced her new firewall policy, quote unquote, late Wednesday. Her office said she had been working on it since September. But its release comes as Republican rivals question her ability to fairly oversee elections in which she is a competitor of theirs. In a letter to the Board of State Canvassers, Benson said she formalized the policy, quote, in the interests of transparency and to establish precedent of a public-facing firewall policy, one that future secretaries of state should adopt. These processes largely reflect how the Bureau of Elections and I handle potential conflicts of interest during my reelection campaign that took place back in 2022. Benson wrote a letter then to Board Chairman Richard Hoskamp, the Republican appointee. Michigan elections are administered by local clerks. That's right. Township, city, and village clerks. State-level functions are carried out by nonpartisan civil servants in the Bureau of Elections. Okay, stop right there. That line is a load of crap. State-level functions, things that happen at the state level within the Secretary of State, Bureau of Elections, quote, are carried out by nonpartisan civil servants in the Bureau of Elections. Got a question for you, Jocelyn. Who appoints management over your various departments within your office? Within the Bureau of Elections. Who does that? You do. If a manager, someone in oversight, doesn't necessarily agree with your politics, let's say they're a conservative Republican, do they get that job in your department? Absolutely not. I can guarantee it. Folks, this Secretary of State is being sued for racism and sexism. 72% of her employees within the Secretary of State's office are women. She absolutely is biased against men. Only 28% of her staff are considered a minority when it comes to ethnicity. 72% white people, white women, like her, work in the Secretary of State's office. She has pending lawsuits going on right now, both racism and sexism. Well, Benson claims that this new policy has been developed with the help from the nonprofit Election Reformers Network, outlining six ways that she's going to avoid any conflicts of interest during her election to be Michigan's next governor. Petitions for ballot access. Point number one. While the Bureau of Elections officials review candidate petition signatures and make recommendations to the Board of State Canvassers about their validity, Benson won't be provided with a copy of their reports until they're publicly available online. Whoop-de-doo. Point number two, affidavits of identity. Benson won't be informed of any disqualifications of candidates due to errors on their required affidavits until the review process has been completed and the candidate has been formally notified of the results. What the heck does that have to do with the election of you being the next governor of the state of Michigan? It doesn't. Recount petitions. Point number three. Until requests for recounts have been received by the board state canvassers, Benson won't be informed of any pending petitions. So what? Big deal. Point number four, post-election audits. Similarly, Benson won't get to see any post-election audit results until the results have been finalized and shared. Okay, so she won't even know the post-election audits. Again, who cares? Point number five, campaign finance questions and complaints. Until the November election is certified, Benson is delegating all her authority to make declaratory rulings on campaign finance questions and to determine whether campaigns violated state laws. Who is she going to put in charge? Her puppet, Director of Elections, Jonathan Brader. The very guy that sent a threatening letter to Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop, threatening her with criminal charges. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, just wrapping up this story. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson coming out with 6 points of her new, quote, firewall policy, end quote, for the running of this year's elections, of which she's running for governor, planning to recuse herself, delegating her authorities to others. One of them, in turning over the authority to her director of elections, Jonathan Brader, he will be in charge of any finance questions or campaign finance reports and or complaints. Lastly, Brader, not Benson, will be supervising local elections. This is going to get interesting right here, people. State of Michigan, Bureau of Elections, Secretary of State's office, has on some occasions stripped local officials of their election administration duties if they are found unfit. If they are found unfit. By who? A judge, a jury, or one person at the Secretary of State's office? That person now will be Jonathan Brader, Director of Elections. Brader will be in charge of making those decisions through the November election without informing or even consulting with Jocelyn Benson. He may strip some local officials of their election administration duties if he determines they are unfit. This is getting very, very, very interesting. In closing, the above policies do not require any additional steps to ensure Benson's office completes certificates of the election after the results are certified by the canvassers, both locally and at the state level. There's no mechanism or standing for the secretary or department staff in their professional capacities to challenge the certified results. Her document reads, well, it's going to get very interesting, folks. Antrim County Clerk Victoria Bishop has provided the answers to Mr. Brader's demands. She provided them to him early. As of today, hasn't heard anything from Brader. Why? Because she didn't do anything wrong. What she did do is take her time as a county clerk, looked into the qualified voter files of each township, city, and village in Antrim County, identifying some voter irregularities, mailing a postcard to that registered voter asking for certification, verification. Do you still live there? Do you still want to be registered to vote? You haven't voted in quite a few elections? Just checking in. Fill out this card, mail it back. Postage prepaid. Doesn't even cost them a stamp. When she gets postcards back where it says undeliverable, addressee not known, or they fill it out and say, I don't want to be on the registration to vote. Take me off the qualified voter file. She doesn't do that. She creates an email with a spreadsheet attached and emails it to that local township, city, or village clerk. These are people that mail back the cards or did not even bother to fill them out because they came back from the post office that person no longer lives there. Look at them. You determine what should be done, and you take the appropriate action. She's in the process of finishing up the entire county. I believe she said she's through Milton. She's on the M's. With just a few more to go, she'll have done it for the entire county of Antrim. And some Democrats don't like it that they're being asked to verify that they live where they live and they still want to be registered to vote. How dare she challenge my voter registration? Well, you haven't voted in the last six elections. Well, that's none of your business. Well, according to laws, federal statutes, National Voter Registration Act, and the Help America Vote Act, yeah, it is my job. And I'm working with the township clerks to do it. She's doing the township clerk's work for them. All they have to do is follow up. You want to donate to her legal defense fund? Text me the word donate. She's going to hire an attorney and fight these rules that are illegal by Jocelyn Benson. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a magnificent
Thank you for
Monday.
To your defending fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.